You are now listening to a member of the Disney Podcast family. Head over to Disney Podcast Family on Instagram to see all the latest posts for this show and links to other great Disney podcasts.
Everybody, welcome to episode 31 of the Tiki Cast. We are back. We are adventure-fied. Is that even? I don't know.
But, it works for me.
Yeah, absolutely. But this is your destination for everything Disney, Tiki, adventurer, piratey, or just, you know, having that good time feeling. I am one of your hosts, Joey, and joining me is Teeny Tal. What's going on?
It's me. It's Teeny Tal. I'm back. How are you? I missed you.
Oh, I know. I missed you, too, even though we've recently seen each other at Adventureland Day.
I'm so happy that Courtney came with us to Adventureland Day, but also that she was able to fill in last month.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's kind of nice when you have a girlfriend that's also a podcaster, so there's no little nerves in there. So she had a blast, and obviously you hanging out with you, your crew, our crew, yeah. My crew. There's a lot of crews in groups at Adventureland Day. So that's what we're going to be talking about this episode. Not just Adventureland Day on the West Coast here at Disneyland, but also we got some comments from some people that were at the same event on the same day, but at Magic Kingdom in Florida. So we'll get to some of those comments real soon. But before we do that, I just want to remind everybody that we are brought to you by the Waltz Apartment podcast group family, Light in the Window Productions. So if you haven't subscribed to Waltz Apartment, that's the only way you can listen to us. So makes no sense because you're listening to us now, I guess. So that's a little redundant, but definitely give them a like and a follow, and you'll be notified.
Makes it way easier. Yes,
absolutely. I also had a couple of events that I was planning on doing after Adventureland Day, wasn't able to make it, so we won't be talking about that much. And we have a small little calendar, but we'll get to that. But first of all, I just want to thank Tiki Tony and crew, the correspondents of Adventureland Day, the mastermind of it, for allowing us to be correspondents, pass out treasure at the end, answer any questions, give out any extra scavenger hunt sheets. So that was very cool, and look forward to doing it again. I know you've helped him with the parade, plugging it during Halloween, so it was nice that I was able to help out, and you, and that we got cool tags and everything. So
it's fine. I was really distracted. We all know it was really you passing out all the prizes. Oh, it's funny though, because I think because I had like the little correspondent badge, a lot of people outside of our meetup were just like, hey, like, what's going on? And how did you describe it? Like, did you get people, outsiders? I'm kidding. Did you get other people asking about the event?
I did. First of all, the first thing you get is the, we'll call them the regulars, the normals, actually, especially
the other locals.
Yeah. And, the regular park goers, not adventurers, but especially when you're going through security and you're going through the front gates, and you know, you see somebody with a giant safari hat, or you know, huge,
and then you see 20 more people.
Yeah, exactly. You see about 50 Indiana Joneses walking around, and myself, I was just wearing a Hawaiian shirt and my Jungle Skipper hat, but you know, I was in my Adventureland garb, and people are just kind of like, what is going on today? Then once they hit Adventureland, they're like, what the hell? This is weird. But at the same time, it's so awesome. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then especially running into like some of your friends at the Royal Explorers Corps. Mm-hmm. Did I say it right?
Yes. Royal Exploration
Corps. Exploration Corps, sorry. Mm-hmm. But I mean, they're extra, extra decked out. Super awesome. It. Yeah, so
and they're so detailed too, and they've got like they had initiations going on too. I love it.
Right, I felt I wish I was initiated. Maybe next time we'll we got plenty of times for that. But no, just seeing everybody, just like what's going on and all this stuff. That even the funny thing is too, is like we'll kind of go do the little schedule here in a second, but even like once the scavenger hunt started and I'm just standing around with one of my friends by the tiki room and people started walking up to me. Are you Jeff? I'm like, no, I'm Joey. And they're like, oh, the scavenger hunt. This is to meet Jeff at the exit of Tropical Hideaway. And I'm like, well,
you were right there. That's funny.
Well, I was by the entrance of the tiki room. So I'm like, no, I'm Joey, and I'm not at the entrance. I'm not at the exit, but keep looking, you know.
Oh my goodness, that's funny.
So, but going on with like the way the event went, the event officially started around 10 o'clock, I believe.
I came late, so we're just gonna let you.
we'll go with 10 o'clock, and so everybody kind of congregated around the exit. Of entrance of a Tropical Hideaway next to the exit of the Jungle Cruise. And I mean, I got video. I'll post this. We got great group pictures, but this is where Skipper Freddy welcomes everybody to Adventureland Day. And he's a perfect MC for this event and then leads everybody to the Adventurers song. This is the song that was sung at the Adventurers Club at downtown Disney in Florida at a long time ago. So you can see videos of it on YouTube, and this is the song after they do their Adventurers Club initiations for people at the restaurant. So very cool, and it's just a very wacky song, but a lot of fun. And then we all dispersed and went into the first of the ride-alongs, which is not really a ride-along, but it's a sing-along on the Enchanted Tiki Room.
And yeah, so, I was so bummed that I missed that. I did end up going by myself later, like and I were still in like full adventure clothing, so it was still fun, and I thankfully like was still in a crowded room of regulars who were singing along, so that made me really happy. But I can't imagine how much fun it would have been with like everybody all the Adventureland goers.
Oh, it was so cool. And this was, I mean, this is the time, this day and Tiki Land Day that happens in the fall. I mean, this is when there's literally like every seat in the Tiki Room is taken. There were people, young kids, junior high level, sitting on the floor because there's no seats for them. So, but very cool. Everybody's singing and laughing and doing what you do in the Tiki Room, which is very fun. Then get out and it's just kind of like hung out again for a little bit. And a lot of pictures being taken. A lot of groups, a lot of different themes this year, too. So very, very cool. And then we're waiting for the Jungle Cruise ride along. Mm-hmm. And everybody's, you know, was keeping to the schedule because we wanted the Disney, the Disney brass to keep letting us do this every year. Mm-hmm. So we had to follow the rules. And the ride along was scheduled for about 11 o'clock.
Yeah, 11, or so. I think.
And so we're waiting and we're like, you know, it's a few minutes. We can start lining up. It broke down right when the ride takeover was supposed to.
And that's about the time I came. Like I got there around 11:30 and I was just like, well, maybe I'll catch the tail end of the tail of the line of our group. And they're just like, oh, it's closed. And I was like, oh, where did everyone go after that? So our backups were which ones?
It's a small world. So a lot of people headed that way, I believe, but we're like, nah, screw it, we're going on Pirates. So,
you went to Pirates. Yeah, I still hadn't found you at that point.
Correct. Yeah, so it was myself, my girlfriend Courtney, our friend Kim, who's part of Wearing the Park scavenger hunt game, our buddy Corey Jungle Cruiser, part of the All Aboard podcast, but turning into Beyond the Railroad. I will get on that later.
Thank you again for the Jungle Cruise map. I was waiting for that. I was like, yes. Ah. So happy.
And also Richard and Sarah from Skywalking Through Neverland. And we all took it upon ourselves to become pirates, adventuring pirates. And so we went on that. And then after that, we all kind of like split up for a little bit for lunch. And
That's about when I saw you. So when I got there, like, Jungle Cruise was closed, but I had ran into the Royal Exploration Corps at that point. And we were just like waiting around, and then suddenly Jungle Cruise opened. So I kind of got lucky, and I was like, okay. So small way, we jumped right on, and that was amazing. Actually, there was a photographer on Instagram, Jungle Delta. I forgot the full, but like, he captured such a great photo of us on the boat, and I was like, oh, that was cute. So we'll reshare it again to the Instagram. But
I love
that you got that.
And I realized that I didn't, because I was so busy posting to stories, I never actually did a full like photo recap on our Instagram. So we will combine your photos and my photos. And
I was going to say, you're probably waiting for mine, because I still haven't even gone through them.
Oh. It's just like, a lot of fun.
I haven't posted to my story a lot either, because I was waiting to like go through it all. And I was like, I'll figure it out.
Well, we will do it after the show post to keep in theme. Actually, we did go on Jungle Cruise after Pirates before we ate lunch. I remember that. So it was cool to get on. And like I told most of my friends, everybody, Richard, Sarah, and Courtney have never been to Adventureland Day, which is awesome because they love dressing up. They love getting in character. So this was in their wheelhouse on something they've never done before. So myself and Kim and Corey, Jungle Cruiser, this is my third or fourth one. That was their second, I believe. So we're like, oh, we got to get on Jungle Cruise, of course, because he haven't ridden it until you've been with everybody.
With everyone.
Dressed all adventure. You know?
Absolutely. And I love Adventureland. It was actually my first time going, but my favorite land in the park is actually Adventureland. I know a lot of people are just like Frontierland, and like so many people that I know love the Haunted Mansion and they love Pirates. All my favorites are there in Adventureland Day. So to finally be able to go, I was just like, yes, this is it. Like, we did have Tiki Land Trading Day, but that's a little bit different. It's related, especially because it's hosted by the same people. But I was so excited. Yeah, the Jungle Cruise with everybody, our skipper was like, wow, you guys laughed. Oh, you guys are chanting along. You know, it's fun.
Yeah. And same with ours. Like, so we're all dressed up but Corey, I love his outfit, but he wears a baseball jersey and the Naboo hat, and it kind of stands out. So it's really cool. But our skipper was like, if I fall off the boat, it's okay. That guy could drive, you know, he's on the same team. And stuff like that. So we didn't make it up the clubhouse, but the fact that you see the clubhouse in the area still blends in so well, and seeing everybody walking the treehouse. Sorry. Yes.
I did at the end finally, but like, I'll share photos of that too. Yeah. Like I explored everything else, and I like right before I was leaving, I thought, oh my goodness, I forgot the treehouse is open. So fun in there. And I like that they rethemed it back to, I'm blanking to that family.
Twist Family Robinson.
I was dressed. So forgot to mention my outfit. So like I had my pith hat on, but I was kind of going for, cause the one thing about Adventureland Day, it's like everybody's dresses up and like they go in like full outfits and stuff. But I was trying to go for, one of Jane from Tarzan's outfits. And as I put it on, I realized, you know, these are the same colors as Ryan the Last Dragon. And being Filipina, I was just like, well, let me just mix the two together. Nobody caught the riot, but like people did see I had a little tuk-tuk stuffed animal with me. But someone did recognize me as a Jane. And I was like, oh, thank you. You know, like you get it. So, but yeah. So it was fun to see the treehouse and go up and see that.
Yeah, which is cool because there was a couple Janes and
yes, like the elegant dress Jane. I was going more for the when Adventure. She first starts. Yeah, exactly. Not the full jungle one, but
yeah. And like I said, I went with my, because I was going to go with my Jungle Cruise skipper from the movie. Look, I have that whole the complete outfit, and
it's
then,
a good outfit too.
Oh yeah,
we have changed it up sometimes.
Yeah, well, definitely. And And Courtney, she, like I said, she likes to dress up, but it was kind of running out of schedule. So she wore a tiki dress that kind of matches the shirt I wore. So I'm like, you know what? I'll go adventurer slash tiki at the same time, which was a look too. There's a bunch of people that had the same look, but I had my khakis. khakis, but we always joked around the Boston. When you get khakis. So, but then after this time, and this is where I just kept missing you, but everybody was headed to the second photo op on Main Street.
Uh-huh. Oh, goodness. And I got there at the end. I don't think I'm in. Let's just pretend I'm in them.
Yeah. And we got caught behind the band, which the big group photo actually wound up happening before the band showed up. Uh-huh.
I saw you across the crowd. And by the time I made it to you, you were gone already. And I was like, there we go. It's always an adventure. So yeah, the second group photo. And it was so fun to just see everybody there. Like, and just seeing like the young ones, like there were a bunch of like 5-year-olds and stuff and like who are dressed up in outfits. And I was like, this is so cute. And yeah, I'm pretty sure that's when people were just like, what's going on? And then they're just like, ooh, there's a scavenger hunt, you know? Yeah, because scavenger hunt started right after.
Yeah. And this is what I love. Like you brought up the kids, and there are so many kids that just look so amazing and awesome. Ooh. And
they're going along with it, not like being dragged along. It was so fun.
And then this is when I started kind of passing out. I made a little, I printed out a bunch of photos of the poster I made of me and you.
I have mine right here.
Oh, awesome. The background was done by Tiki Tony that he made so people can put on their social medias. And so I kind of superimposed a photo of myself and you. You're in his Jeep. I'm in my Jungle Cruise, but
I know. I wish he had brought his Adventureland Rover. but he can't. So, but like, I think he did once for a hotel, but that was a completely different event. But yeah, and I think it was your skipper outfit. Thing. Which one?
I think it was for the Club 33 like tiki event. Maybe
I think so. That makes sense.
But yeah,
very fancy.
But it's fun handing out these things. I mean, people are handing out swag and SEA patches.
Yes. Thank you to as soon as we walked in, somebody approached us and gave us friendship bracelets. Got one that says Tiki and the other one that says Dole Whip. I didn't catch their names, but thank you so much. Like that started it off wonderfully.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So like you said, this is after this big, and this actually no, that was later on. I'm kind of just jumping here, but
skipping skipper,
but exactly. pun intended. This is where the scavenger hunt officially started, and so you hear everybody's phones going off and stuff because this is when the first clue comes around, and then we're all I'm just kind of watching because, being that, you know, I was passing out the treasure that you find at the end, I didn't really have to partake. But I was following my group, and they're really into it. Shout out to Kim. Like I mentioned, her daughter, well, she's part of We're in the Park. Her daughter and her son-in-law do the scavenger hunt game. So they love this is their thing. They scavenger hunts and stuff around.
So they know the park really well too.
Universal and stuff. So they actually, once Adventureland Day released the sheets, you know, with all that stuff before they released the clues, they actually solved all the puzzles without the clues. Cause they're like, you can't give us something and not scavenger hunt. But she still played along. So that was great, and kind of following them, and I was taking videos, and this is when I was asked if I was Jeff and all this stuff. So it's awesome seeing everybody so involved. Every garbage can in Main Street was used as a table once it on the
it decoder.
Yeah, the decoder. Thank you. That was going off. So that was pretty awesome. Then we all met up at where you're supposed to meet up, which was at the Fantasyland Fair. No, yeah. Basically where they used to do Mickey the Magical Map and Lion King and stuff. So, and this is where I finally ran into you. I'm like, hey, you're
here. It's so funny because so many people were like, how did you get here before me? And I was like, I don't know. part of it was just like the very, well, like I was there trying to help out also. So, yeah. But of course, again, shout out to the Royal Exploration Corps. It's like I said, I really only know Adventureland. Everything else in the park, I'm just like, Carnage Cafe.
yeah.
So it's fun to have them. But yeah, so that's where I was just like, surprise everybody, like I'm the prize. I'm kidding. I'm passing out prizes. But it was fun. And just to be able to, like, I like just being able to see everybody one by one. So.
Oh yeah. And I mean, this is where we ran into so many people in the Tiki and Adventure community, people that I've talked to. Oh yeah, I got mine right here. So
we're showing our little pins.
people that I personally have only talked to through social media that you've met in person, like shout out TK Trevor Kelly of the Jungle Podcast. I met
him. Was that your first time seeing?
In oh person. My goodness. It was really cool.
I kept seeing him like all the time too, and I was like, oh my gosh, are you Trevor Kelly?
Well, I did that too, because like I saw him afar from a couple times, so I don't want to be like, hey, I'm Joey.
He's so tall, right?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
And, like I always forget, like I know he's tall, and then all of a sudden I took a photo with him and I was like, why am I on my tippy toes? It's already established that I'm teeny and he's very tall, so
yeah. So you're teeny tall, he's tall Trevor. So that's
exactly.
And so I saw him and a bunch of other people and
Skipper Chuck. Can we like,
oh,
we Skipper have to Chuck. Mention him because
oh absolutely,
he's so handsome. Yeah. it's funny if you know what he looks like, because he's very blue. He is very handsome. But the joke isn't that he's handsome. It's the joke is that I'm like so enamored with him.
And I never got to actually talk to this person. Yes. Skipper Chuck's a celebrity. If
Skipper Chuck and his human.
Yes. His handler. His intern.
His handler.
But I kept seeing this young lady around, and I'm like, man, she looks so familiar. She looks like this magician, Katrina, that I saw on that I've been following, that she was on the Penn and Teller show and everything.
Oh, really?
And then she posted on her social media about Adventureland Day. I'm like, oh, it was you.
It
so
was her.
Very cool. And one of somebody that was a friend of yours that started listening to us, I forget her handle, but she was like, she loves you. And she's like, oh, you're teeny towels, you know, you do the show. I'm like, yeah,
that's so cute, because it's more like you're well,
but she's the one that like posts pictures of like her holding mugs,
and oh, she does Tiki girl.
Yeah. And she's like, yeah, my face is not in my Instagram, but Teeny Towel knew it was me.
Oh, so yes, no, exactly. And I hadn't seen her in so long. So once again, like the fun in doing events like this is seeing friends that you haven't seen in so long. So yeah. I was so excited, and I was trying to tell everybody, everyone, it's her. It's Vintage Tiki Girl. She's got a great mug collection. So if anybody wants to check it out, it's Vintage_Tiki_Girl.
Yeah. And I invited her to be on a guest one of these times. So hopefully real soon. But yeah, and then after this, like I said, we're all hanging out. I'm handing out pins and just talking to people and just seeing everybody. Then everybody tired but happy and everything. And it was just such a great day. So that, I mean, that was just kind of like the main recap. But what were some of your favorite things about this day?
So many. Well, I mentioned earlier just randomly getting the friendship bracelets. Like that really kicked it off nicely. Seeing people like Jason from Hula Girl Shaved Ice. Like he's always fun to catch up with. Especially I met him at the parade. Man, so many. Skipper Chippy was there. and he had to point out, he's just like, I'm usually in the monkey suit. And I was like, oh, he goes, that's why you don't know my face. but just like seeing everybody, of course, following the Royal Exploration Corps. Again, like, yes, we will shout them out, like, yes, as much as we can.
Until our mouths bleed. And we're going to have them on the show, too.
Did you see the newsletter they had?
Yeah, eye on the news.
I owe them 10 cents because I got one, but I didn't. Oh. I just said, do you have any more? But just seeing everybody's creativity. They also, this is one of my favorite parts. And I love how they always let me tag along to these things. But we got in line for Indiana Jones. So it was funny, most of the day, Indiana Jones, the ride was like shut down and stuff, but there was just a small window where suddenly it opened and we were clamoring to get there. And they had these poison darts. Not, of course, prop poison darts.
Yeah.
But they got a photo of them like coming out of the ride as if like they had all got hit by a poison dart. So you have to check them out. We'll link them on our Instagram too.
Oh, absolutely.
But yeah, it's fun. But we got a lot of stories too on our Instagram post. I love that we got some from Walt Disney World because I haven't been there. And I love that it fell on the same day. Did you realize, like, I didn't realize till later that it was actually like the 29th anniversary minus a day of the Indiana Jones ride in the California ride. Is there a ride in? I know there's a stunt show.
Yeah, there's a stunt show at Disney World at Hollywood Studios, but not a ride. I think the other ride's at Hong Kong and Paris.
Oh, okay. But yeah, so it's 29th anniversary, and I'm just like, oh, wow. But yeah, so about Disney World, what do we have? We do waiting music for the Disney World. I'm sorry, I don't have our comments pulled up.
Oh, I got them right here. Sorry.
Joey's got them.
Let me get this here. So we did do a post, of course, asking everybody's comments. And the first three comments we got were actually from Disney World. So I'm going to go by their Instagram handles here. Let me see if I can. Oh, so this is Skippers_Loss_Lanai. It was our second Adventureland day at Walt Disney World. We went all in for our outfits, and it only made our experience that much more fun. We met up with friends, loved the scavenger hunt, met Adam, the Woo, then caught up with everyone at Trader Sam's after at the Poly. Can't wait for next year. So if you don't know Adam the Woo, he's a big YouTuber.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So he was actually one of the correspondents for Adventureland Day in Walt Disney World.
I love that. Dapper travels today. They tag Skippers Loss Lanai. It was such a fun and friendly crowd. We met another fun couple, Skippers Loss Lanai, at Magic Kingdom. And then we found out that we were basically neighbors. How crazy is that?
Oh, that's awesome.
Oh, I get it out. So many. Did you want to read more?
Yeah, sorry. I'm So this one is not Disney World one, but this is Beyond the Rail podcast. This is another podcast I'm involved with Jungle Cruiser. We call him Corey. No, he's Corey, but we call him Jungle Skipper. But he wrote, once again, Adventureland Day was an amazing experience. It's always great seeing the Indies, Skippers, Janes, and other adventurers. Tiki Tony and Skipper Freddy do an amazing job putting this on at Disneyland in Anaheim. Doing giveaways and receiving swag from other giveaways was amazing as well. I look forward to going back next year. Kungaloosh! So last year, again, this was his first time, and he went because I was planning on going but wasn't able to go. But he went and had a blast. So it's an annual thing there. So I'm just trying to see where we're at because some of these.
I know. I think mine's out of order too.
Yeah, they're kind of under order, but we'll go.
Well, I'm going to read this one. Excuse me, by Courtney. She says, I had an absolute blast at my very first Adventureland day, even through cold, rain, and ride closures. But we didn't care because we were friends new and old. The scavenger hunt made us laugh as we looked for all the clues on Main Street and ended up with a prize. This day was so much fun, and I can't wait to do it again.
And that will be next year, first Sunday.
Is it always first Sunday? I'm always lost with
It's always the first
Joey, Sunday. You're my calendar, so.
That's what I'm here for. So, always the first Sunday of March, not Saturday. That was my bad. Next comment is from Jedi Tink. This is our friend Sarah, co-host of the Skywalking Through Neverland podcast. In true adventure fashion, we laughed in the face of danger, or in the case, ride closures. After a super fun Tiki Room sing-along, several hundred of us were mining around the Jungle Cruise. The minute we stepped up, the ride closed. Indiana Jones was down as well. So we adventured over to Pirates with our seaworthy crowd. A best part of the day was seeing so many people dressed in their Adventureland best and hanging out with you both. And so that was me and you, because I posted the picture you took of us after we met up. I saw you coming
after
out of
I ate, so I wasn't cranky anymore. I finally ate. I'm so hungry anymore.
But yeah, I kind of mention that real quick. After the meetup after the pins went, the event was over and everybody kind of dispersed. So some of my friends went over to the Galaxy's Edge. You and I'll just call them the Royals right now.
The Royals.
Went over to Indiana Jones, and then myself and Corey and Marianne, she's the other co-host for Beyond the Railroad. Kind of hung out a little bit. Then we got in line to Indy, so we were about 30 minutes behind you. And but as we're going up to almost enter the temple, I saw the Royal Exploration Corps.
Oh, crazy. And you, amazing. I know.
And I saw you. I'm like, okay, because we were going to record stuff. We're going to take photos. So I'm like, I jumped out in line, and that's I met with you again. So
thanks, because I get so lost in crowds. Like, I can't see anyone. And we have a few more comments. This is Cat Jack Creations. This was our first Adventureland day ever. Our expedition took place at Walt Disney World, and even with the rain, we had so much fun. Everyone was so friendly and made us feel welcome. Definitely looking forward to next year. Yeah, for my first one, like, I totally forgot it was my first one, because it felt like home. I love it.
Oh, that's awesome. But like I said, I mean, you've done stuff with a crowd so many times. And so the fact that it was, you know, your first time is just crazy like that. So like,
you meet people that like, especially in Tiki culture, like you meet people from Tiki bars and oh, my goodness, I totally forgot to. And so I was standing near Tiki Tony and this man comes up to me and he says something like, yeah, like, I wish. Like, don't you wish you had your ukulele with you? And I totally blanked out. And I was just like, and I laughed and his face looked familiar. And I was like, I'm so sorry. Can you remind me where we've met? And he saw a tiki tea and blah, blah. And I was like, it was the Tiki Punks. And I love it. And I felt so bad because I had been waiting to find them again. I had been waiting to be like, yeah, like, let's meet up at Tiki Tea. And then I just totally blanked on his face and I was like, oh, I love though. Like, sorry to everyone who's like, you guys probably smiled at me and I was just between my bad vision and my bad memory, I was just like, hi. but yes, a shout out to them because they were so fun to see. And then there were people who I saw but like didn't even get to talk to, like from a distance. I saw Pintikis and I'm just like, everyone's here and there's just too many people to say hi to.
Yeah, and was it Joel from Tiki Land Trading?
Oh yeah.
And I mean, there's so many people in the community, and this is why I was so excited to be a part of it in a small way. So, but we got a few more comments. Sorry,
they're so out of order too. I'm like, what order are you going in?
Okay. So we got. Okay, this one makes me excited because I saw this guy from afar a bunch of times and super fan, but his Instagram, Lorcana Stan. So quick little story. Lorcana is a new Disney-themed trading card game and very cool. But just before Adventureland, they came out with the third series. And I actually posted in our stories, one of the Mickey cards actually makes Mickey look like a SEA member. And so he was actually walking around. And he had a bunch of... the cards, the SEA Mickey card. So special shout out to Lorcana Stan. And he, because he also looked very Dreamfinder-ish if from the Figment, the original Figment over at Epcot. But anyways, sorry, I digress.
No, it's perfect.
Lorcana Stan commented, I've enjoyed Adventureland Day for years, but never really liked or felt like I had perfectly appropriate outfit to wear. Lorcana Stan's gimmick is that it takes pictures of Lorcana cards in the parks and invites followers to guess where he took them. I'm a sucker for a scavenger hunt, so this year I wore an almost time period appropriate Dreamfinder cosplay and borrowed my father's 100-year-old Brownie camera, which looked awesome. I love those old cameras and stuff. That accessory and all my Adventureland pins and juju seemed sufficient to fit in. And boy, howdy, I had some sweet conversations with some really fun people and took a lot of really sweet pics. So, yeah, like I said, I saw him from afar and it was like, I was really excited to see him. So I'm glad he commented and hopefully I could find some of you, find you with the cards in the park one of these days.
One of these days. I think we have one last one.
Is it
the Kim Pichar one?
Yes.
Yeah, we didn't read that one, right? Well, Kim, save the best for last. This was my second year attending Adventureland Day at Disneyland, and it was even better than last year. This community is amazing, and I love how creative the costumes are. I need to step up my game next year. From the Tiki Room sing-along to the Jungle Cruise takeover, the day was a ton of fun. I thoroughly enjoyed the scavenger hunt and decoder puzzle. Make sure to get yourself there next year. Yes, please make sure to get yourself there next year, because I should be there too.
Yeah, absolutely. And like I said, her and her daughter, Amanda, who, like I said, they were her and her husband were at in Florida at the big mouse.
Oh, they were at the big one. And then Kim was.
Yeah. So we're like, well, we're going to be there. Come hang out. And so it was a lot of fun. But yeah, so those are a lot of the comments we got on the post. But we also got a special audio comment from a good friends of the show, Christina and Kelly from Tune In Tiki. You know them as Jersey Pineapple and Blue Eyes Tie. I think I said that right.
Okay. Yes.
So they were at the Florida version, and they were so kind enough to actually record a quick little recap from that one live on location from Hollywood Studios. So here is that recording.
Aloha, this is Kelly with Tune In Tiki.
Sorry if you can't hear us. We're at Hollywood Studios. That's where you hear the music. But we wanted to tell you, and this is Christina, by the way, we wanted to tell you all about our experience at Adventureland Day.
Yes, this was my first Adventureland Day ever. I actually just found out about it maybe a month before the event, and I was super excited. The morning of the event, the weather was a little crazy, so it was questionable, but it turned out being great, and we had a good time.
And you should tell them about your hat.
Oh, yes. So I made a hat in preparation for Adventureland Day, and it turned out being perfect because it kind of guarded me from the rain. I hot glue gunned a plastic elephant onto it, and everyone had a comment about that and wanted to take a picture with it. So that was fun. Just putting together our outfits and getting ready was fun. We started off, the first ride that I went to on my rotation was Jungle Cruise, so that's always a good time. Just getting a lot of people together to ride it. It was super fun. Everyone was really hyped up.
It was really fun to see everybody dressed up at Adventureland Day, and it was almost like a Jeep club where everybody was like waving at each other because we were all there for the same cute little event.
Yeah, the people that weren't part of the Adventureland Day kept coming up and asking us, and even the cast members, and Jack Sparrow was asking me what it was all about, what we were doing, and how they could join in next year. So I think it'll be an even bigger crowd because it definitely got a lot of curiosity from people that were just enjoying the park that day.
And there's a scavenger hunt?
Yes, there was a scavenger hunt. So they released clues and a map in advance, and you could play along with that. You got a little prize at the end, which was super cool. And then after the rotation of Dole Whip, the Enchanted Tiki Room, and Jungle Cruise, we all met up at Trader Sam's for drinks. And we were out on the patio having a good time for a few hours. trying all the drinks. It was definitely fun.
And that was my favorite thing about the day, because Chris met another one of my regular guests, and they didn't even know that they live in the same neighborhood together in Jacksonville, and it was so cute for, like, you know, Adventureland, Tiki people to kind of congregate and talk and, you know, talk about what they do and say, like, oh, this is my bar at home, and, like, oh, this is what I have, and, like, talk about Adventureland stuff, and it was just so, it was just such a good day, really fun thing.
It was a lot of that, like, just meeting other people that maybe we wouldn't have met up with beforehand, like, we didn't know, but they have all the same interest and live in the same area, so we made a lot of friends for sure.
Oh, yeah, it was great. Thanks, guys. Talk to you soon.
Bye.
All right. So, yeah, that sounds a lot of fun.
That's funny because that was the couples that commented on our post, too. So it was fun to hear hear more background on that.
Yeah, absolutely. And we love them over at Tune In Tiki. They're East Coast Ohana. And so definitely check them out. And as of they were recording, very similar to as we were recording our little recap from Toontown at the end. As you guys know, we had our giveaway once we hit 1,000 followers, which we're at 1,020 now. So thank you. I still got to send those mugs out to our winners. But they were also doing a giveaway for 1,000 followers. And as they were recording, they hit their mark of 1,000 followers. So that's awesome. The Tiki family and Ohana community coast to coast is pretty awesome. So, and it's funny that it was raining in both Florida and the beginning of the one in California here. So
I was going to say, I missed the rain. What are you guys talking about? Yeah, it's me. I avoided it on purpose.
Now it was all part of the plan. So, like I said, it's cool that we got so many comments from Florida and Disneyland, and just like I said, this is my favorite event at the parks every year. So I'll definitely be going every year. I know that had a little bit of a gap with last year's, but this is a must do for me, and can't wait till the next time. And I'm so glad that you're able to show up and we're able to hang out, and you know, our first time hanging out at the park together.
I almost didn't make it. So I'm glad I did. And yeah, I know we got a little separated with the Sea of Adventurers, but you get it, C-S-E-A, ha ha ha. I'm full of puns tonight. Waka waka. But it was great and it was fun. I love exploring. That's great.
Oh yeah, me too. So a lot of the people we ran into, the groups, like I said, you all have an open door anytime you just want to come up here, talk Tiki, talk adventurer, talk a little piratey. It's, you know, anytime. It's just, I love this community. And I mean, the fact that, kind of going back again, I'm just like really humbled that, I mean, 1,000 followers for like certain people doesn't seem like a lot, but like that this show started off as just like a little, just like a little spinoff, and I didn't know how it was going to go and stuff. And then, you know, I was kind of like, oh man, this show kind of, I don't want to say it sucked, but like, if I don't have a guest, I'm not interesting enough to talk like by myself, like a lot of other podcasters are.
And you need someone confusing like me.
I need somebody awesome and in the know and in the community. And you came along at the perfect time and, you know, really have added so much more to the show. And I can see this going on for years. So
thanks. We have so many more adventures too. So it's
absolutely
fun. It's great because you've given me a platform to just blab about like all the random Tiki and adventure stuff I go to. we still need to get you to Broken Compass in Burbank because that is perfect, like adventurer pirate Tiki. It's so you.
Oh yeah, I'll definitely get down there soon. And I really want to kind of start even highlighting our Tiki adventures, even if it's you with your Tiki Ohana, then mine with mine, because we could do that on Instagram. We could do like a
North a California, South Southern California.
Yeah, so be on the lookout for that. And I look forward to any of the future guests we have coming up. And I know this was kind of like just a little show we're just blabbing and stuff, but that's what we do. And that was awesome. We had a great time and we just wanted to share our great time with you. We will be posting pictures to Instagram.
If you have more photos, please send them. I've been getting a lot from West. Hey West, shout out to West. Thank you for all the photos. Cause I didn't take a lot outside of my crew. So it was great to see like all the group photos and everything. Usually I'm so on that, but like literally he was just like, I don't know if you got this one yet. And I was just thinking, you know what? I'm only getting them from you. So if you haven't sent them, it's so odd. I just haven't seen them at all. Thank you for 1,000 followers. Congrats again to, I think it was Harry and Michelle on winning the mugs. And we'll get them out to you soon.
Yeah. And thank you, Geeky Tiki's Beeline Creative, for actually donating those mugs for a giveaway. So you guys all know I love Geeky Tiki's here and love what they're doing. And the Haunted Mansion ones that just came out. So cool. So, but check them out. Before we go, do you have anything coming up you'd like to plug?
I'm still waking up from this last adventure. I did see that we had our friend at the Desert Oasis room, Polynesian Pop on Instagram, just put up the date for his Aloha Sundays coming up.
I saw that.
So save it on your calendar before time. Like I have them saved on mine, but I forget which dates exactly. Tiki T is closed for spring break. There's at the end of March. So everybody, if you're missing Tiki T, you can always come to Ventura County and meet up with me. There's always a place to explore over here.
So I actually got it. I'll just throw the dates out real quick.
Oh, they please. Go from
starting from April all the way to October. So we got April 28th, May 26th, June 16th, July 21st, August 18th, September to be determined. And then October 27th.
Perfect. So. And then I know Tiki Oasis Arizona is coming up. I won't be there, but if you are there, let us know. Let us know how it goes.
Yeah, absolutely. So, and if you got one of those awesome posters, be sure to go to the back and scan to follow us on Instagram or be directed straight to Tinny Tal's album on Spotify.
If you like sad songs. Some of them are nice. If you like sad songs, if you want to cry to the sound of my ukulele, please.
Very soothing. So, we'll look to have a fun guest for the next show next month. And I got a couple Tiki Ventures coming up real soon. I'm sure you do too. So definitely pay attention to our social medias and we'll be sharing those.
Instagrams. I'll be sharing more of my events and coming ups on the podcast page soon instead of only mine. So if you want to meet up, you know where to find us.
Absolutely. So in true adventurer, I don't know.
Farm.
Yeah, farm. Thank you. See, I'm so off right now. I have not had any tea.
We need a nap.
Prior to the show, but in true adventure form, until next time, Kongaloosh.
Oh, it's going to let you say it. Sorry, I've got the weirdest accent. Shall we do it again? Can you know? You're good. You're good. You're good.
You want to say it?
No.
I'll edit at that then.
You can edit.
'As long as you're all standing,
we have a wonderful magic trick for you.
Yeah, a wunderbar trick. Everybody, face the door. And the trick is, we're gonna make you all disappear.
Hi-ho, hi-ho, it's off the door you go. We hope you've all enjoyed the show. Hi-ho, 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 hi-ho. Keep marching in the road. Don't stop to look. Come back.